The poll puts Carter ahead 48% to 41%, with 7% still undecided. Previous polls have put the candidates either in a dead heat or deal up by a few points. Emory University political science professor Merle Black cautioned that it's just one poll, but said it's further indication of a very competitive race.
You just take an average of these polls, Deal's running in the mid-40s. That's a weak showing for an incumbent. That indicates vulnerability. Yeah, Deal could certainly lose this contest.
Professor Black cited several issues that may be dogging the governor. They include persistent ethics concerns and frustration by educators over changes to their health plans. In any case, Black says the campaigns are just getting going.
Look at Carter's situation. He had no opponent in the primary. He didn't have to defend his positions. He didn't have people saying bad things about him. So this is a period where Deal's been under attack. Carter's gotten off without anything. But that will change as we move into the November cycle.
Carter's camp says the poll shows growing momentum heading into the summer. Deal says he doesn't comment on polls, but feels good about where he's at. He cited his win in last week's three-way primary as evidence he's heading in the right direction.
I thought that the victory in the primary was a rather overwhelming margin, and those were two creditable candidates. And I don't think anybody should take them for granted as not being someone that could have mounted a good campaign.
That despite Deal's camp repeatedly dismissing his challengers as less than stellar and Deal refusing all debates leading up to the primary. Here's Deal's personal lawyer, Randy Evans, last month referring to one of the challengers, former Dalton Mayor David Pennington.
Candidly, there are certain folks that are just candidates for the sake of being candidates. They just want their name on the ballot.
Deal has touted the fact he received roughly 75% of the primary vote. Carter, however, views that number differently, saying one in four Republicans voted against their sitting governor. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.